Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Yeah, people are gonna die.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Paul Molitor, I remember having a big long one.
Poppy had big ones.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Certainly, if you jerk it, it never comes out when you want it.
My face, your face, instant face.
This is a big effing deal.
Yeah. Hello. Hello. We're back. It's kind of cool that...
Hello,
well, what is this on?
Eagles live from the Forum.
Yeah. That's cool. There's an Eagles concert on. I kind of want to listen to it.
Yeah, it's from 2018, because there's no concerts now.
Well, I know, but they say, I haven't
seen... What channel
seen,
is it on?
What is...
It's E... What?
Is that on...
ESPN2.
It's on ESPN2 right now.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on ESPN2.
That's what it says, bro.
Right above Talking Ducks.
That show's still on?
I guess.
Why aren't you on there? Weren't you on there?
Yeah, but then you got us kicked off of Comcast.
I did not.
You did
too. You can still be on Talking Ducks.
I cannot.
Is this it here? Sounds like the Eagles, even though Glenn Frey is very dead.
They got Glenn Frey's kids.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Is
God, how loud is this?
It's actually not that loud.
Really? Yeah. Is this in my headphones?
I can make it louder if you want.
Oh. Down a notch.
Deacon Frey.
Yeah. Glenn Frey's kid, and they got big fat Vince Gill.
That's Vince Gill right there. Look at him.
Yes.
Look at him.
He looks like
he's 90 years old now.
He's old, and he's kind of let himself go. But yeah, that's the two new members of the Eagles.
Well, anyway.
Why is this on ESPN2?
I have no idea, but I love it. I love live concerts on TV. Can't get enough.
What's that one channel that plays them always?
Audience.
When I had DirecTV.
I don't have that.
We used to get the Audience Network.
I thought there was one on Comcast that also does it frequently.
I'll watch anybody live in concert. I'll just check them out.
That's a bold statement.
I will. I'll see what they got going on.
Anybody?
Anybody. Yep.
Including, like, my music?
Well, maybe not that crap.
I hate my dad.
I just like to see what they got going on live, you know?
Sure.
Bands be a lot different live.
Yeah, it bothers me when you go see a concert live, and it's a crappy performance.
They actually sound really good.
But yeah, even more so when you go and you get the recording. That baffles me.
Yeah.
When you go see a lot of, like, pop singers, like you go see a Britney Spears or whatever, and you just... I do not understand that at all. Why you?
Well, it's because they're dancing around, right?
Then stop dancing and have a backup singer or backup dancer doing it, and you freaking sing.
All right, old man. Jeez,
that pisses me off.
All right, I've got audio here. This is from you, so you're gonna have to set this up.
Yeah, this is like one of the Florida city councils. You know, they've for whatever reason, they've been filming these lately. And this is like, remember, we played the one a week ago where everyone went in and was pissed off about the masks. And, you know, they're citing their American freedoms and rights. And I thought when I saw this one today on my Twitter feed, I thought it was going to be that.
This is against my civil rights.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get, like, some more outrage from the people in Florida. But no, I guess these are two dudes that actually go into these, like, city council meetings. And I think it's a bit that they do, because they do multiple ones of these, but they just do like the sudoots, but they actually take up the full minute and a half and they speak to their government leaders. And I thought it was, look, in this trying time when everyone's pissed off, I appreciated this a lot, because I thought I was going to get anger and venom, and instead I got surfer dude.
Go ahead. Next speaker, please.
Sorry for the delay. I did legs yesterday. But what up, council? My name is Chad Kroger. I'm an activist and Stoke Lord. I come to you in the gnarliest of times. I don't know if you looked outside, but it's pretty nuts. There's something called a pandemic going on. When the Q-teen first happened, I managed to stay stoked. I didn't have to work, and the president gave me 1,200 bones. But then it started to kind of suck. The beach is closed. My buddy Dolan's GF broke up with him over his Call of Duty addiction. And J. Crew went bankrupt. It was deleterious to my tan, my bro's love life, and my summer shirt collection. Honestly, I was ready to let Rona sadness take over my body, but then something incredible happened. They announced Tom Cruise was making his next movie in space. In a time when most bros are trapped indoors, Tom Cruise is going into the ionosphere. He's still crushing it 24/7 and observing the ultimate form of social distancing. He's such a beast. And he's made us realize that there's nothing the C virus or anything else can do to stop human beings from persevering to the greatest of heights and accomplishments. So that's why we need to honor this maverick. And how do we do that? We do it by renaming the International Space Station the Tom Cruise Space Station. Imagine Tom Cruise, council, floating through space. And what does he see? Tom freaking Cruise on the side of the freaking craft. That'll inspire him to do a better performance, which will lead to a better film, which will lead to a happier planet. So, yeah, I'm stoked.
That is a real government meeting.
Well, those guys do bits,
they
right?
Do like, bits.
That's in Huntington Beach, California.
Oh, Huntington Beach. I was in Florida. That Chad Kroger, I think, is the lead singer of Nickelback. I think that's part of
well,
his
that
bit.
Wasn't him, though.
No.
He calls himself Chad.
But like, it's
these guys do this a lot.
It's a bit they do. I thought it was Florida, but it's California. But these are real government meetings.
The Stoke Lord, bro.
Total Stoke Lord. And my summer shirt collection.
God, I love it. The Q-teen.
Yes, and then he was done, and his bro followed. Like, so the next guy up, you know, the city council's like, oh, God. You know, it's... glad this guy's done. And then his bro followed him up right afterwards.
But as I've aged, I noticed that I don't push it as hard. I worry I've lost my edge. One person who sharpens my edge, though, is Tom Cruise. When I watch his behind the scenes for Mission Impossible, I suddenly forget what fear is, and I take charge and hustle to a busy intersection and moon people. I feel whole again. This may sound frivolous, but there is power in letting it rip, council. In these times more than ever, we need someone to fill our hearts with courage. A symbol that says, even if we're stuck inside, a determined human can still go farther than any other actor would dare. I want to sing a song to thank Tom Cruise.
Oh, no.
And to hopefully fire you guys up. A song by Britney Spears called Stronger. Hush, just stop. There's nothing you can do or say. Bay, bay. I've had enough. I'm not your property as from today, babe. You might think that I won't make it on my own, but now I'm stronger than yesterday. Now it's nothing but my way. My loneliness ain't killing me no more. I'm stronger.
Is there a better use of a city council meeting than that?
He kept singing for like another 45 seconds, too.
Yeah.
Well, what are their names?
He's got it. Well, I don't know what their real names
are. I think they said they were Chad and JT.
I just love that they go to council meetings.
Yeah, they're the guys. We've played them before. They go on the news, too. Like, they'll put them on. Like,
come to you in the gnarliest of times.
Joke Lord. Go look at them on... like some of the news channels.
I don't know if you guys have looked outside lately, but it's kind of nuts.
The gnarly. We're going to need to pull more Chad and JT clips.
Yeah.
I want more Chad and JT.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I just heard that this morning, and I was getting ready for another... God, you're violating my constitutional rights, and how dare you, and this and that. And then they dropped that on me the gnarliest of times, and I was like, thank God.
They have them on Fox News a lot, too.
Do they?
Yeah. Put them on there. They've been on Howard Stern.
Oh, they're fantastic. And you live in like Huntington Beach. Good for those guys.
They went on Howard Stern and advocated for an additional 4th of July holiday.
We needed the 5th of July as well.
Bros. The bros. Gotta love the bros.
You gotta love them.
All right. What do you do when you find a severed head? Next on The Fan.
Better You. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power! A story that could only come to us from Florida. Where in Florida, you ask? St. Petersburg.
Okay. I like me some St. Pete.
You do? You lived there, didn't you?
No. I mean, across the way, but yeah.
You were in Tampa.
I was in Tampa.
How far, like... Just is that like Portland, Vancouver?
Yeah, it's just across the river.
So you never really spent much time in St. Pete?
I thought you had to drive a decent way, though, to go around the little bay it's in.
Well, and there's bridges, but like that's where like the...
bridges?
To go across the water. The St. Pete, like that's where the hockey arena is. Like a lot of the stadiums over there, like the...
The Rays are over there.
St. Pete, yay or nay?
Yeah, I'm pro. Like that
Better
area.
Than Tampa.
It's...
Same thing.
It's the same thing. I didn't see much of a difference. So I liked that area. I know everyone craps on Florida and rightfully so, but I enjoyed my time in Tampa and St. Pete.
Isn't there a town over there called Town and Country?
I feel
like I recognize that from being near the map over there.
There might be.
Because you live there. It's just such a very strange name for a town.
Mike is map bro.
He is map bro.
Yeah, Town and Country, Florida.
Oh, there you go.
Is it near St. Pete?
It's, yeah.
Look at the brain on this guy, huh?
Yeah.
I'm so big brain.
It's north of Tampa, though.
Sorry.
Fun fact, I thought St. Petersburg was east of Tampa.
It is north.
No, it's St. Petersburg's west.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, did you know that?
Not so big brain, then. Very smooth brain of me.
What?
What's the matter with you?
You okay?
We're suddenly not speaking.
Well, you guys
I was looking right at you.
Oh, well, you... Sorry, you guys
were... What the hell's happening?
We were both looking at you.
Did you know St. Petersburg was west of Tampa?
Yes.
Good, I would hope so. You live there.
I live there.
I thought Tampa was west of St. Pete. I thought St. Pete was on the inland part.
Wrong. Huh. Fake news.
Interesting. Yeah, Town and Country is north of Tampa.
I do not remember Town and Country.
So I got a win and a loss for Geography Mike in one fell swoop right there.
It is, like I said, in my opinion, there's parts of Florida that are very much worthwhile and others not so much.
So this was in St. Petersburg. A woman went out for a run and she came across a decomposing human head.
Yeah.
Well, on the side of the road.
Welcome to Florida.
Out there in, well...
No, I'm usually poking something to find out if it's dead or not. I don't worry about sanitation.
Hey. Is that fair to Town and Country, you say that? Because this was not in Town and Country. This was in St. Petersburg.
Again, you're in the general area there.
If I were to say...
You're a bridge away.
What state is this story out of? You would instantly guess Florida.
Well, maybe Missouri.
I don't know about that, though. Missouri...
And I think Rop would guess Missouri because he hates it because he's from Kansas.
Well, Missouri sucks, but...
But
Florida's
not everybody thinks Missouri sucks.
There aren't just heads rolling around in Missouri. I mean, they have some sort of civility. They're racist, but
as opposed to Florida, Florida's just got a lot of olds.
Well, they got heads rolling around.
Yeah. Well,
Florida's another level, like bath salts and crap, man. Yeah,
Florida did have someone that ate another human being's face.
There's nothing like Florida. It is really...
It's a unique place.
It is a really unique place because you have... Because it's a southern state, but you have all those East Coasters that, you know, like the Northerners that come down there.
Yeah.
You know?
But they're all old at that point.
A lot of olds.
Well, and
a lot of tweakers, and a lot of hicks.
It is.
I mean, they got it all.
Then you got the party scene in Miami.
It's a little bit like California in that it's really like three, maybe four different states, right? Because if you go down into southern Florida, well, Key West is its own thing, right? You get down into that, that is a completely different, that is an island vibe. Miami is such a vibrant culture, but such a Hispanic community and the Latinos, and it is party, it is flashy, it is Mercedes and Ferraris. And then you go up a little bit north, and then you get into the olds.
All the olds, yeah.
That's all the olds.
Fort Lauderdale, Boca.
Yeah.
Palm Beach.
That's the olds. And then there are parts, well, even down around there, like in the Miami area, that are just the poorest, like backwoods, just sketchy, freaky places. And
well, you get kind of near the Everglades are out west of Miami, right?
And then
sort of down there.
And then you get into Tampa, St. Pete. And I liked my time there in Orlando's Disney World.
That's kind of its own thing, though, right?
What?
Tampa, St. Pete.
Because it's on the West Coast.
They kind of just do their own thing.
They
kind of
do their own thing. Well, St. Pete's like the little, it's a little nub. It's there in the bay. I mean, it's got its own little appendage. St. Pete is kind of like the Florida of Florida.
That's what she said.
It just kind of hangs off like a little skin tag. But then you get into, northern Florida, and it is the most backwoods place I have ever been in my entire life.
Right.
You can't tell me that Georgia or Bama or Mississippi or Arkansas or any of those places have anything on the northern border of Florida.
And then you add in
the panhandle.
Add in the anacondas.
Yeah.
And I mean, what do we have here? What are we talking about here?
It's a very...
What is the worst place in Florida?
I'm scared of Florida.
The worst? I'm
is it like Tallahassee?
No. The northern Florida
is... Okay, what's
the
worst major part of Florida? That's easier.
There's neighborhoods around Miami, like I think it's called like Belle Glade. There's pockets around that down in the southern part by the Everglades. Because Miami is on the eastern coast, and then the Everglades, like the national park, is to the west of that. And it's right down there on the tip. There are parts of that northern the Everglades... The where it's just some of the worst abject poverty, crime. It's just bad. In fact, remember we were talking, we read a story about this years and years ago. I forget what coach it was. It was a major college football guy, and he was talking about you couldn't go there. He wanted to recruit a player down there, and the parents were like, called him up, and he's like, hey, we're running a little bit late. We won't be there tonight. And she's like, well, you can't come tonight. And he's like, what? He goes, it's after dark. You can't come. Like, you can't drive in here at night. You're a white, middle-aged guy, rental car. You can't come in here. So that, there are parts around there that are, you just
drive. I zoomed in on Belgrade. Lots of trailers.
Yeah, it's...
I offer up Pensacola, even though I know nothing about it?
Yeah.
And Belgrade is kind of just by itself. It's weird.
It is... I knew some guys that were from there.
Right south of Lake Okeechobee.
Yeah, but they crank out like D1 athletes. Like guys come out of that and they litter Miami and Florida State. A lot of talent out of there. I played with a couple guys that were from around there, and some of the stories they tell about growing up are just amazing. They're almost unbelievable, but you hear enough of them and you're like, no, that's true.
I almost moved to Florida when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
With your parents?
My dad was out of work and was maybe getting a job down there, but did not work out.
Do you think you'd be in prison had you moved there? I do.
I don't think so, no.
Do you think your head would be rolling around on a street in St.
Petersburg?
Well, I
guess that's possible. Yeah, yeah.
We were looking
near Miami. Coral Gables, I believe it was.
Due to the state of the remains,
that's
police...
That's where the University of Miami is.
Ah.
Police have not been able to ascertain the age, gender, or ethnicity of the deceased. They believe the incident occurred in the last 48 hours because the jogger told them she ran in the same area Sunday and saw nothing. The head was spotted in a grassy area under an overpass around 7 a.m.
Oh, boy.
God. There is no active crime scene. See, that's how they do it in Florida. You just find a head. You're like, kick it to the side. We'll be there in a bit.
No one really cares.
No crime scene.
And if it's within the 48 hours, how could you not determine the sex or the race? It's only been 48 hours.
Well, haven't you watched the show First 48? Come on.
God.
oftentimes in Miami, by the way.
Can you imagine?
No. But I will tell you, I think about this all the time.
Like finding ahead?
Yeah, when you're cruising around, and if you're like hiking, or if you just, I don't know, sometimes I'm riding my bike or whatever, and you find yourself kind of in a like a secluded area or whatever, and you're like, oh, here's where I find the body. I've seen too many episodes of Law and Order, right? Because that's, if you're on your own and you get like a weird feeling, I'm just waiting to hear that dun-dun. And then here comes Jerry Orbach, and there's the dead body. I think about that all the time.
And the slightly famous actor who is in the episode is the criminal?
Yeah, like Dean Cain.
He's the bad guy.
You know?
It's like, oh, I recognize that guy. Oh, he did it.
Some failed actor or whatever. Brandon Roth, the old Superman. You're like, what? That's what he's up to? Same sort of vibe. Or if I'm ever fishing and I'm out on my own and I come across, like I come around a bend, I'm like, oh, I'm by myself. Here's where the dead body is floating in the river. I feel like, I feel like eventually I'm going to find one. And I'm not like excited about it or anything. In fact, I'm always relieved when I don't find one. I just feel like that feeling happens to me way too often.
Which Law and Order are you in when you're having that imagination?
The Jerry Orbach one. I liked him.
So like that's the original Law and Order.
The original one. And I want Sam Waterston.
So not SVU?
No, those things are terrible. Ice-T's in those. For heaven's sakes, he is horrific. And Richard Belzer, he's just as bad.
The main actress lady is good though.
Yeah, that
I forget her name.
Maria something or other. I like what she. No, give sure. me the original.
Hey, do you
I
want
Benjamin Bratt and I want Jerry Orbach and I want Sam Waterston there prosecuting the crime.
Can I give you a hot Belglade, Florida fact?
Yeah, what do you got?
For a time during the early to mid 1980s, the city of Belglade, Florida, had the highest rate of AIDS infection per capita.
Wow.
In the U.S.?
Yes.
Or in the world?
In the United States.
Nope.
Definitely not the world.
There you go.
How about that?
I'm telling you.
That's a claim to fame.
It's not good. It's all
according to the FBI, in 2003, the city had the second highest violent crime rate in the country at 298 per 10,000 residents. In 2010, the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office estimated that half of the young men in Belglade between the ages of 18 and 25 had felonies.
It's just known. Like, if you're in Florida, it's just one of those places that everyone knows about, but you don't really.
Some families have recently resorted to catching rainwater to survive because their utilities have been cut off for non-payment.
There is a little stretch among Google Maps of very nice homes in Belglade. There's like 10 of them, but they're nice.
Yeah.
Or at least they look
nice. Right.
Just chalk it up. Like, if you're living in Florida, like people like living in Jupiter is the really nice place where all the Richies live. Port St. Lucie is a nice one.
My grandparents lived in Boynton Beach, and let me tell you, the olds were everywhere.
Yeah. But, yeah, people don't. No one chooses to live in Belgrade.
Well, the point of that was to tell you that severed heads rolling around on the side of the road in St. Petersburg, Florida, is just a Tuesday.
Yeah, and no active investigation or anything.
They're like, ah!
Yeah. I'd like to believe that was the call was, did you poke it? Yeah. Is it real? Yeah. All right. We'll be there in a little bit.
Gonna wrap up our card game.
We'll get around to it eventually. Guys putting out a heater. Like,
Okay. Next story.
Didn't we have it up here? Didn't we have hands that kept washing up?
Feet.
Or was it feet?
It was little feetsies.
Yeah, little feetsies.
In shoes.
Yeah, up in near the Canada, up in Canada, and then along the Seattle coastline.
That's right.
No one seemed to care about that. And to be fair, if we're throwing stones at Florida, we got a lot of serial killers up here.
Yeah, we do, but Florida's another level.
Yeah.
It's just all things considered, Florida's another level.
We got, like, Bundy. We had the Green River Killer.
Like, Florida is really kind of a scary place.
Yes. I'm telling you, I'm not being facetious when I say that if you drive through northern Florida, it can get uncomfortable. There are definitely places where you're like,
Well, but that's true of all the southern states. I drove through northern Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama.
Same sort of thing.
There are places where it's like, oh, baby.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just remember that. Was it the Jose Canseco? Or maybe it was the one of the steroid docs they did, documentaries they did in Florida. One of the guys said, I just remember vividly one of the guys saying, look, if you're from Florida, if you are not involved in a criminal enterprise, you know of one. Like, that's just the way they do things in Florida.
Yeah. There's a lot of places that, it's weird. We have these little pockets. You think in the United States, you know, it wouldn't. you wouldn't come to this level, but they made a movie about this called, I think it was like Into the Furnace, and it was with Christian Bale, and it was about one of these towns like in the Appalachia area. But I had a buddy of mine that went to the University of Kentucky, and he was telling me about this, and it's, they kind of talk about this in the Ozark, the show Ozark, where like you get these families, right? These handful of families, and they live in these towns, and they've lived there for, you know, forever. They live there for 100+ years. And same sort of thing. Everyone knows that they're criminals. Everyone knows that they're violent. Everyone knows that they're dangerous, but no one goes there. It is like its own, like a tribal land. It's just its own area.
You just kind of let them do their thing. That's like the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Yes, the sheriff doesn't want to go up there and deal with it. It is just its own separate thing where the law doesn't go down and people disappear up there. And you know there's murder. You know there's drugs. There's inbreeding. And it's just, it's like, it's known amongst the people. There's, I forget the name of the place, but it's around Lexington. It's like a hour drive from there. And like people kind of go and it's like a haunted house sort of thing. People like drive by the, like the town are like, ooh, that's where, you know, such and such lives. But it is known that it is, you just don't go there. Like it's, when you see the private property sign, that is taken very, very seriously, even by the police.
Next story. What do you suppose was found in shipping containers on the Dutch-Belgian border?
Severed head.
Close.
Pokehead.
Here's Mike.
Today.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, for our final story tonight, Jerry, authorities in the Netherlands came across what I think there were six of them. Might have been four. But they were six shipping containers.
It's like those big, big suckers.
Yeah. You know, you see them stacked. Yeah. Isn't that cool how you always see them, like right on I-5 there up as you head up towards the bridge?
Yeah, you see them all lined
up. There's a bunch stacked up there.
It always terrifies me, though, much like the logging trucks. If I see them, like, stacked, I always just assume, again, that they're all going to come down.
Right.
But I've also seen where people are making, especially, like, if you go, like, visit islands or in the Caribbean or South America or whatever. There's a lot of people that have, they take shipping containers and they make them into like cool modern homes. Like they weld three or four of them in together and they're really cool. I saw a bunch of that in Belize.
Really?
Yeah. Down on the islands, people take three or four of those things and they
pods.
Yeah. Pods. And then they just, they stack them and weld them together and kind of cut the windows and all that. And they make them into these really cool looking modern homes. And some of them paint them and others just leave them like with the shipping labels and stuff on them. And there's a bunch of them down there. And I'm assuming it's just, it's a cheap way to get a structure up. But in Belize, the coastline is littered with them and they're really cool.
Well, what do you suppose, this was, again, the Dutch-Belgian border. What do you suppose they found inside there?
Well, I was going to go again with severed head, but that's probably...
That's close.
I'll just go bodies. Let's go with the dead bodies.
Bunch of bods?
Yeah.
Bunch of hot bods?
Is there such a thing
cold, as... Cold bods.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not hot. No, if they're dead, I'm going to go cold bods.
They discovered torture sites.
What?
Hidden inside the shipping containers.
Like sexy torture pods? Or
like torture
or
pods.
Or like torture.
Oh. So oh, here's boy. What they found. So in their photo, there are photos of it. They arrested six men suspected of kidnapping and hostage taking.
I'm imagining just meat hooks hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, that's
a little horror gamey, right?
Yeah, the meat hook is always a bad imagery. Yeah. Nothing good comes from the meat hook.
Okay, nothing.
You're
here's
hung
what,
up there while you await the killer.
Here's what was in there. All right, in each of the cells, handcuffs were attached to the ceiling and floor in order to be able to chain someone standing up with their arms raised. The rooms were finished with noise-isolating panels and heat-insulating foil. One of the units contained a dental chair with straps for feet and arms. The C container with the dental chair contained bags with objects that were presumably intended to torture or at least put pressure on victims.
I'll just tell you right now that the dental chair thing...
I'm very uncomfortable.
That makes my skin crawl.
It is uncomfortable. There are photos. You should go look at them.
I don't know if I want to.
The police found, among other things, pruning shears, loppers,
nip the tip,
a branch saw, scalpels, pliers, extra handcuffs, finger cuffs. I know you like those.
Yeah.
Of course, tape.
Tape?
Black.
Like for the mouth.
Well, yeah.
Oh. I was like, what? Like, here's Mr. Poker, here's Mr. Stabby, here's Mr. Lopper, and now we've got some masking tape for
you.
We're
going to rip the hair off your arm.
I'm going to take the masking tape every time.
Black cotton bags that could be pulled over the head during a search at a home in Rotterdam. 24 kilos of MDMA was also found.
Oh. All right.
What is that? What is MDMA?
Like Molly, ecstasy sort of stuff.
That is incredibly
disturbing.
Disgusting.
They were also fitted with cameras for remote monitoring. Ooh, that's even scarier.
See, I don't know if you guys do this.
No, I don't torture people, Mike. I don't know what you're up
sometimes.
To.
Let me finish the thought, please. I disassociate this kind of thing as only being in movies and shows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And I go, that's really disgusting, but that doesn't happen in real life, even though I know it does. Yeah. But I try really hard to not let my brain think that way because it's horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, it's just horrifying.
Well, what do you have to wonder, like, what do you have to do to be drawn into one of those? Like, what is that?
Well,
what are they doing?
I think some of those people, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you just piss off the wrong people.
Not even that. Some people probably just want to
do it. Okay, so like...
So just some random schlub on the street?
Randomly? Oh, I don't know about
when
that.
When you're dealing with that much with the drugs, you're dealing
with...
Yeah,
it's a drug thing.
It's a drug thing.
So it's a way to get leverage, right?
Yeah.
People are scared of you. Authorities say the investigations began in April, during which officers were able to access an encrypted chat network, EncroChat, to track the group's movements, and apparently someone tipped them off, which is why they just left, and they left their stuff there.
Yeah.
They went into hiding elsewhere. As a result, and thanks to permanent surveillance in and near the warehouse, planned kidnaps, hostage taking, and other serious violent crimes were prevented.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it just comes down to people being terrified of you, right? I mean, if... What is the...
So you think this is purely like a drug...
Well, here's
ring,
what... No, here's more.
Kind of guy?
Well, it says they had... They were a criminal marketplace. It was used by... this is EncroChat. Used by 60,000... This is what they were chatting on. 60,000 people worldwide for coordinating the distribution of illicit goods, money laundering, and plotting to kill rivals. The discovery of the containers followed a series of successful raids by police based on information from that network, which saw hundreds arrested and more than 27 tons of drugs seized in the UK and Netherlands.
Yeah, I mean...
Good on you, Netherlands police.
Yeah, you're dealing with drugs, you're dealing with human trafficking. I mean, look, you're dealing with a cartel. I mean, and if you've watched any of the things, I don't know if you've seen any of the Viceland things on the Brazil gangs or any of the Mexican cartels or read anything on them. Dude, the stuff there is right out of a horror novel, and that's... What is the usual suspects thing? The Kaiser Sose, right? He says that there's a great line in that when they're describing who Kaiser Sose is, and he says that he figured out that you don't need, in order to gain power, you don't need money, you don't need men, you just have to be able to, you have to be willing to do what the other guy won't. And then he's the whole, you showed these men of will what real will was. You have to have people that are terrified of you, so, you know, if you're going to cross someone, you know there's going to be consequences, and... You know, when you're getting into a pissing contest with cartels, each one's ratcheting it up. But that scene in there, just the dental chair and the straps and
did
all.
Did you see the photos of it?
No. What do I look up?
Dutch police discover secret torture site.
Dutch police torture site.
Yeah.
The Vice did one on, and they were showing some of the things that the cartels use, and I remember that certainly. That certainly stuck with me. Oh yeah, that is horrifying. It's like they got like the plastic and like the sanitized wrap, like the what is that like it's like a tin foil covered room.
I feel like the dentist chair one is the worst one to be in.
100%.
They load you in there. You're like, oh boy.
Yeah, you're not coming out, right? And don't you just start singing because you know that's not ending. You're not making it out of there. So you just do whatever you want, dude. Just try to you end this quickly. Please.
Yeah, but they don't.
No.
I know that's what you want.
Well, one of the ones I remember that was haunting from the Mexican cartel is they would take tires, old tires, and then they would fill the interior of the tire with gasoline or jelly gasoline, like napalm sort of stuff, and then they would stack the tires on top of you and then light the tires.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's a pretty standard... That was a pretty standard one, I guess, for some of the cartels. And then what was the other one? The cartel necktie. To leave a message, they would take your tongue and they would put it out your throat. And then they would leave you there for you know, whoever to find you.
A Colombian necktie, right?
Yeah, a Colombian necktie. Yeah. It's a nice little, like, hey, all right. Hey, here you go.
Well, the
note,
six.
Note to self, don't ever get involved in the drug trade or anything involved in that.
The men who were arrested are all from the Netherlands.
Boy, I would have thought the Dutch were just friendlier than that. You know?
Yeah. That's a weird place to have that.
I wouldn't think that, but you know, shame on you, Dutch.
I know this isn't real because it's a book, but the girl with the dragon tattoo is like in Sweden.
Yeah.
And that's creepy Sweden. And disgusting.
I would have gone more like Florida. Or Russia.
You know there's some stuff going on in Russia.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Is mailing it in with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, big fella, couple minutes left. What are you bringing to the table? Let's go.
Nothing. I'm losing it right now. I'm dealing with chirping smoke detectors, and it's pissing me right off.
Those are the worst.
Do you at least know which one it is, or are you having to try to locate it?
So here's the deal. I was just telling Mike. So there's two right now that are chirping. And the rub is that I went and looked at all of them, obviously, and they're all the same except for these two that are chirping. The two that are chirping are different. So I changed the batteries, and they still chirped. So then I figured that they were bad. The units themselves were bad. So I drove all the way to Home Depot, bought two new ones, came home, replaced them, and they're still chirping. Just those two. Every other one in the house is quiet. Just these two, they still chirp, even after I've replaced the unit. And I don't understand why, and it's jamming me right up.
Have you considered, not that I've done this, but just removing the smoke detectors and saying, screw it?
Yeah, that's not a good thing to do, so I don't want to do that, but I don't know what else to do.
You have to...
Now, I haven't done that either, but I'll tell you what, it solves the problem if I did.
Right. I believe it. So
you have to, I think everybody's been through this at one point or another. And I think I remember that you have to take the battery out and then you have to reset it. You have to like do the test thing over and then unplug like the circuit breaker and then like blow up your house and then it will work.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When I had an issue with this, I did have to do the reset with like holding the test button down for 4 seconds.
I think it makes
your entire house go off, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody out there listening knows how to solve my problems, tweet me at @JaySucanic and help me out and I'll give you something because I'm ready to throw the smoke detector through the window right now.
And again... How many smoke detectors do you have in your house?
The required amount by building code, I would assume. But
so is it wired or is it just battery?
No, they're wired.
That's what it is. I got the solution for you. That's what it is. So the battery is just the backup. So what you have to do is you have to remove the battery.
Okay.
Well, first of all, you need to turn off the power at your circuit breaker.
Okay.
Then you take... You take the detector out of there and unplug the power supply. You take the battery out. With it removed, you have to press and hold the test button and reset it, and then put the new battery in, put it back up, plug in the power, and restore the circuit breaker.
Put it in the drawer,
in other words, you have to do it all over again.
Put it in the drawer.
You have to reinstall it.
You really sound like you know what you're doing, Rob, so I'm going to try that.
Yeah, no, it's online. I just read it to you. I knew I was close. But there's you'll find it. It's easy. Easy Google.
Put it in the drawer.
You be quiet, Big Sook. I'm not listening to you anymore.
Yeah, you shut up.
Yeah, you're not going to get caught in a fire.
I hate those things.
All right, I'm going to try this right now.
All right, have a good night. All right, there he goes. He's excited. We solved the problem for him live on the air.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, if that's not good radio.
I put a smoke detector in the drawer before. Like, screw it.
I've done that, too.
F you.
All right, that's it for us. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Nah, I'm usually poking something to find out if it's dead or not. I don't worry about sanitation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.